I think if everybody's got the injury report, I can update any kind of status you guys might have. I think overall, I think it was just a football game against a division team that was in playoff contention. That we just didn't start fast. We had penalties, and particularly on offense. To spot them 13 points in the first half. The guys battled. We kind of semi got back into it, but I think a little bit too little, too late. We'll open it up for questions. Yeah, I think some of it was some new guys in, because of some guys lost. That's not an excuse. It's just reality. For whatever reason, we had a lot of holding penalties, which, I think was partly due to some of the changes. But all in all, it wasn't good enough.
What do you attribute Mitch's struggles to?
Mitch had some really good throws, and then, we had a couple errant ones. Just looking at it by the naked eye. I saw some of the better throws I've seen him throw all season. Obviously, you don't want to go into a game with three picks.
Do you consider going for it on 4th-and-1 at your own 45 in the first half?
Not really. I don't think that was a factor, a huge factor. But we can talk about that.
Why not in that situation go for it? It's 6-0.
You do got something to lose, and it's called field position. We've failed to have that much of the day, largely to some of our inability to move the ball, in particular the first half. So, I think, sure, you can go for that, but, it can bite you, too.
John, I think you have 3 DBs with penalties on third down.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any common thread there?
I don't think so. I think, one of them was right in front of me on Prince. The guy redirected, he changed direction, and he did get a stretch. That's the only one, really, I saw that was close to me. I can't speak to the other ones. Again, not being able to see it, I think the guys upstairs felt, there was a good block. It was behind, there was a stretch in the jersey. So that's the way it was described to me.
John, after you guys scored there, you didn't quite onside kick it there. It was sort of like a pooch kick.
Yeah.
What did you like about that instead of the traditional onside?
Well, it's field position. There was time enough left in the game. You're going to have to do it one or the other, depending on whether you score or not. We kind of add that one up on their base return. But typically, most people will kick it deep early so that you have field position. You don't force them to go 4th down, and they have field position. So I don't regret doing that.
Is there any way to explain Jordan Howard being 10 for 37 after the last week? Is it just that you got off
to
a slow start?
At the end of the day, we didn't run the ball as efficiently as we have. And when we haven't been able to do that, it's been, some – looks like tonight.
The 58-yard scoring field goal play, what do you want Eddie to do in that situation, aside for obviously just get the ball on the ground?
Well, it's just a jump ball. I think, Matthew did a good job. We lost contain. He busted out to their bench. Really there's not a whole lot you can say to Eddie other than, come down with the ball flopping on the ground, and they made a nice play. We're fortunate he was available. We had some big injuries at that position. He came available, and we claimed him. I don't know that for sure. I could make something up, but I don't know. But it is a shoulder.
John, you guys got Marcus Wheaton, producing a little bit today. What has his season been like? You guys are trying to work to get in.
Well, he's missed a lot of time. It started at training camp with, an appendicitis. That I believe was a finger. Anyways, it's been a little bit, and it was good to see him out there and get some production. I think he had one catch on the season up till tonight.
You mentioned that Mitch has made some good throws and made some inaccuracies. Mm-hmm. He's got those inaccuracies early. Does that affect what you tell Dowell or how you guys game plan?
No, not at all. We've got complete confidence in Mitch, and sometimes quarterbacks have those days. He'll have better days. It wasn't all on him. I think at the end of the day, we just didn't play well enough, all of us included.
John, what do you see from Mitch as he works through some of those in-game? You said he came back and made some throws
mm-hmm.
that you really liked.
Yeah, like I said, I've been super, super impressed, his growth, his production as we've gone. And including, I haven't watched the tape yet. It's going to be hard to say. I think, you look at the box score and, You know, people talk about the three picks, but, you know, I don't know exactly what happened on all of them. A couple of them appeared to be overthrows, but, you know, we need to go back and look at it in the film room. But I've loved how he's grown and matured, and even today with a screen pass, you know, he spiked it in the dirt. Just, you know, he's had steady growth. I think he's improving every week.
Mm-hmm.
We were very fortunate to get a fumble before halftime and not have a goose egg.
No,
yeah.
On your offensive play, did you want to take a shot deeper, or were you content with that?
You know, you can do a lot of different things. You know, I think right there was pretty good. We got points on the board, and it was a good play by Sam Acho to create that.
How does the hostile crowd, you talk about a fast track here, when mm-hmm. during the week about the running game, did you sense that that made an impact on the offensive line's ability to win blocks and to establish what you wanted to?
Not really. I mean, it's the same track for everybody. You know, I think, you know, again, not having seen the tape yet, you know, I think a big difference, like it has been for us in many games this season, is the ability to get the run game started versus not.
Thanks,
okay. Thank you.